Chapter 24. Wrath spun around and leaned forward, pressing the tip of his dagger into his chest before I could even blink. A drop of blood slipped down the metal, briefly illuminating it. I stared mutely as the demon's wound healed before my eyes. He angled his head down. If either of us moved, our lips would touch. I didn't so much as breathe too deeply.
A dagger to the heart hurts, witch. But it'll take much more than that to destroy a prince of hell. If you still think I'm lying, go ahead and stab me.
A wild part of me wished to test the theory, if only to determine if he was being honest. Another, quieter part, still reeling with grief, wanted to hand him the blade and see if my protection charm really worked. I decided now wasn't the time for foolish risks, and sheathed his weapon. I stepped away from him, trying not to think of it as retreating. He made no move to stop or pursue me, only watched as I put a few feet of space between us.
"Will you at least tell me about the curse? I think we could..."
Wrath set his candle on the stone altar and was before me a breath later. And he was entirely too close, his back brushed against my chest. I lifted my hands to shove him when I heard the faint sound of footsteps heading our way.
"Did you tell anyone we were coming here?"
Wrath asked. I shook my head. Terrified greed or envy had tracked us. Wrath's body was coiled, ready to strike. I did my best to calm my breaths.
"Hello?"
A familiar, deep voice called out from the corridor. Blood and bones, I threw my head back and groaned. "Not now." Wrath shot me a look over his shoulder.
"Someone you know?"
I nodded, and the demon relaxed his fighting stance. Light from a lantern preceded our visitor into the room, and I internally cursed the interruption. Wrath stepped aside and appeared downright jovial at my annoyance. I ignored him as Antonio walked in and promptly halted.
"Amelia?"
Antonio's gaze warmed when it landed on me, only to narrow when he saw I wasn't alone. He glanced between me and my menacious companion, clearly at a loss for words.
"I heard voices."
His focus drifted back to Wrath, took in the serpent tattoo that started from the top of the demon's hand, coiled around his wrist, and disappeared up his sleeve. Then his gaze shifted between the matching ink on both of our forearms. His look was unreadable. Antonio stood straighter.
"Is everything all right?"
Wrath inspected Antonio in a way that sent goosebumps skittering over my body. I quickly put myself between them and offered my old friend a sheepish smile. "I'm sorry if we were too loud," I asked. I hesitated. I couldn't very well call him Wrath. The demon prince shifted into view. He gave me a slight shake of his head. It was hard to tell if it was a warning to not give his name, or if he was simply getting a better look at my discomfort. "My friend, Samael, is visiting, and we wanted to light a candle for Vittoria." Antonio didn't seem convinced, and I couldn't blame him. I wasn't a very good actress. I really hoped he didn't keep asking questions. If I had to guess, lying to a holy man in a place of worship, in the presence of a demon who was on a secret mission from the devil, was probably bad luck.
"Unusual name," he finally said. "Where did you say he was visiting from?" "She didn't. Would you like to fetch us some sacramental wine and delve into my lineage?"
Wrath flashed a look that bordered on predatory.
"I wouldn't mind getting to know you better either, especially if you're such a good friend of my Amelia's."
Wrath said the word friend like he thought Antonio was anything but. My mouth hung open for an entirely different reason, though. I couldn't begin to understand why Wrath had said, "my Amelia's." Honestly, I wasn't sure if the demon even remembered my name since he only ever tossed around witch.
Antonio seem just as stunned.
Your?
Apologies, Antonio. I recovered quickly and shot Rath a warning look as I slipped my arm through the fratello's, swiftly angling him toward the door. I'd wager anything the Prince of Rath was only trying to make my friend angry so he could siphon those emotions, just like envy had done to me. You'll have to forgive his rudeness. His journey was long, and it's not under the most pleasant circumstances. Antonio's arm had a surprising bit of muscle hidden beneath his robes, but he didn't try and stop me as I guided him into the corridor. Is it all right if we stay for a few more minutes to say our prayers? Antonio looked down into my eyes, and his expression softened.
Of course. I'll be in the next corridor near the Qualatoio if you need me.
Thank you. I exhaled as he slowly made his way down the hall toward the preparation room, waiting until his lantern could no longer be seen before I re-entered the chamber. Rath leaned against the altar and stared at me, one brow arched. It was one of the most human expressions I'd ever seen him wear.
Samael, really? That was the best name you could come up with.
He was the Prince of Rome, and an angel of death. I'd say that sounds pretty fitting. You're more than welcome to tell me your real name. Then you won't have to get your undergarments twisted about ones I make up. He strode over to me, stopping at an almost decent space.
Do not ever call me that again. I am no angel witch. Never make that mistake.
You don't say. And here I was under the impression most humans considered Samael the devil. I brushed past him and went back to the traces of wax left from Vittoria's summoning circle. Do you?
Have you and that human ever shared a bed?
I spun around, completely taken off guard by his question. I expected to see a smirk or sneer, and wasn't prepared for the genuine curiosity I found. I wasn't sure which was more disturbing. First, that's none of your business. And second, why would you ask such an asinine thing? In case you didn't notice, he's a man of God.
He hasn't always been.
I clamped my mouth shut. He'd only recently become a member of the Brotherhood, and it hadn't stopped me from pining over him. Truth was, I often dreamed about him trailing kisses down my throat, knotting his fist in my hair, and choosing me instead of his holy brotherhood. Right before he took that oath, I saw he seemed interested in pursuing a romance with me. He'd stop by Sea and Vine, offer to walk me home, and linger outside my door. A few times, I was convinced he was working up the nerve to steal a kiss. He'd chatter nervously about his favorite books. Vittoria would waggle her brows and slip inside, leaving me alone with him. But he never closed the distance between us. And none of that mattered now, for multiple reasons. Are you able to find anything useful here to help us with Vittoria's murder?
Your pulse is pounding.
Rath made to reach for the vein in my neck, but stopped shy of making contact with my skin.
Just like your humans when I claimed you. Odd for such a pious man to get so jealous.
His attention moved across my face, and he took his time shifting it to my eyes, my lips, tracing each curve and whirl of the tattoo my fluttering sleeve couldn't hide. Wildflowers continued to bloom across each of our arms, along with vibrant frangipani blossoms. It must have happened after the spell he'd used to save me. He studied me carefully, as if he was imagining what Antonio saw, and slid his focus down inch by inch until he'd taken in everything from my face to my sandals, then dragged it back up just as slowly. I had little doubt that he'd catalogued minute details and stored them away for future analysis. Perhaps he was memorizing my size for a coffin. I commanded my heart to steady itself. Is there a point to any of this, or are you simply trying to evoke my wrath again?
There's a point to everything, witch. We just have to figure out how it all connects. Don't discount your friend simply because he's mortal. Emotions are powerful forces. People kill for much less than greed or jealousy.
I tried to imagine Antonio sneaking around at night, murdering young women. I'd say Wrath was wrong, but I knew enough of man to believe that anyone was capable of anything at any time. While I wasn't convinced Antonio had any motivation for killing, I'd keep all options open just in case. For all I knew, he really was running around summoning demons and ripping out hearts between prayer sessions. If we can't find proof Victoria summoned Pride, I said, what should we do next? He stared at me a moment too long before looking away.
I'll send a message to the next potential bride. Hopefully she'll meet us tomorrow and we can be done with this.
The world stopped spinning. I stared at him a beat, processing the fact that another witch had made a bargain, and he'd been aware of it. You promised to stop helping Pride, and you knew about another witch. He nodded. Why is this the first you're telling me?
First, I agreed to not harm a witch or force her into a bargain. Second, I was going to share the information after the Viperidae attack, but you banished me to the summoning circle before I got the chance to.
How convenient for him. Did you return to your realm to get this information?
No. Once summoned, I cannot leave this world until you send me back. Or unless my connection is severed with a demon blade.
What about the transfer, whatever?
Transvenio. My ties to you prevent me from freely traveling between realms, but they also allow me to stay here longer than I normally could. Put simply, our bond anchors me here.
So how did you get the information about the new bargain?
Pride sent a messenger.
It was too simple for comfort. I didn't like that the devil could send messages between realms. It made me think of the Umbra demon again, and how it had taken the blade to my grandmother with ease. Maybe the devil was tired of witches wearing his horns. If you can only leave this realm when I send you back, how are you planning on delivering her to hell? A spark of admiration lit his gaze.
I'm only speaking with her tomorrow. I said nothing of taking her to hell.
He gave me a once-over, and I wondered if he found me to be a formidable opponent.
I'm going to secure a building tonight. Once I find a location, I'll send a note telling you where I'll be. If you don't hear from me by dusk, meet me back at the cavern.